Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guests today are Victor Garcia, President and CEO of the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, and Karen Zucro, a potter and kiln technician at South Shore Arts. Three of the resident organizations at Munster's Center for the Visual and Performing Arts, that is South Shore Arts, 1040 Catering, and the Northwest Indiana Symphony, are collaborating on a special fundraising event for the Food Bank that will take place at the center on February the 6th. Before we turn to the event, Victor, could you describe the work of the Food Bank and the need it meets across our region?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the invitation to speak to your audience today. And so excited about the partnership that's happening. At the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, we support Lake and Porter counties and are the main hub for charitable food that is distributed through the food pantries and congregate meal sites that are supporting our neighbors in need. In fact, last year in 2025, that was a record year for our food bank as we distributed 11.4 million pounds of food and served over 750,000 Northwest Indiana residents.
And how would you describe the need in terms of past years? Is it growing? What more can we do to resolve this situation?
So thanks for asking that. The challenge that we see at the food bank is we are consistently struggling against headwinds in terms of how our community has access to proper nutrition, whether it be local events like fires or flooding that might displace homeowners, or challenges that we saw recently with the government shutdown and reduction in funding and SNAP benefits, or what was once called food stamps. All of those issues increase the demand for need at the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. And we're excited that we are able and positioned to be able to support our community and our neighbors to make sure that they have the nutrition that they need to survive and thrive.
Now, it was Karen Zucro who came to me at South Shore Arts with an idea of combining pottery making with providing for our neighbors. Karen, could you describe the event that will take place at the Center for the Performing Arts on February the 6th?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me and for South Shore Arts agreeing to help initiate this project. So Empty Bowls is a national project of potters to help support local food needs. And knowing what our food bank does, we wanted to support that. And it's been on several of our potters' minds to do this for a number of years. So here we are, many potters from South Shore Arts, a lot who have started there with taking classes, plus our local potters have come together to create beautiful and many bowls for this project. So on February 6th, we've collaborated with a lot of the organizations at the Center for Performing and Visual Arts to have come together. So somebody can come in and get to select from a whole number of bowls. Like I think we have well over 100 right now to take home with them. And then our 1040 catering will provide soup. So we'll sit as a community to have soup and listen to music provided from our local ukulele group, the Just for Fun Ukulele Strummers. By the way, I started in a class at South Shore Arts and I'm now one of those strummers. And the Youth Orchestra Jazz Group. The intent is to raise money and awareness of the need for the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. We have other supporters, too, just to mention that both, Strack Ventil and Powers Health are supporting us as well.
And I can say that last Friday evening, I was down in the studio glazing some of the bowls with volunteers from the food bank. We had a great time. And as Karen has said, bowls can be purchased for $35 on the evening, and that will include a bowl of soup provided by 1040 Catering. Where can listeners find out more and register in advance for the event?
Our website is South Shore Arts, is probably the best way to go, or to phone over to South Shore Arts. Jonathan, can you provide that phone number?
That is 219-836-1839. And the website is southshorearts.online.org. I checked. Primetime coverage for the Winter Olympics starts at 7 p.m. The event is begins at 4, runs till 7, so you have plenty of time to buy a beautiful bowl of delicious soup at the Empty Bowl fundraiser before going home to watch the opening celebrations of the Winter Olympics.
Perfect.
One last message, please, Victor, to our listeners about the need to support our neighbors.
Well, I would say a few things, Jonathan, if I may. And one is we're so thankful to have such a strong partnership with other organizations, but also the support that we have from our community to do the work that we do to help our neighbors in need. And I would love to also reinforce that all of us at some point in our lives just need a little help. Some of us have those resources built in, and some folks need additional resources like what we provide at the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. So I would encourage folks, if you're able to get involved in this event with Empty Bowls and South Shore Arts, and if not, that's okay. If you're in a position that you might find yourself or a friend or a family member in need, please don't hesitate to visit the food bank and identify ways that you can access healthy nutrition food. You can visit our website at foodbanknwi.org to identify where our food distributions are occurring.
Well, thank you, Karen Zucro and Victor Garcia, for joining us today. I look forward to seeing lots of you at the Empty Bowl fundraiser on February the 6th. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.